This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Founders Dirty Bastard. It's a Category 9E Strong Scotch Ale. This one's from Michigan. It's Grand Rapids. So it's a deep copper color. It's pretty, very clear. It's got a tall tan head. Well, that's just what I expect. Give it a 3. Smelling it, it's a little unusual. It's sort of biscuity, bready, grainy, and there's a richness to it. I'm not getting a whole lot of caramel, unless it's really, really, really dark. I am getting a moderate amount of alcohol, light esters, possibly a touch of hops, very little if any. As I swirl it and warm it up, the caramel and malty richness start building. But that biscuity note, as from biscuit malt, seems to still be hanging around. It's not exactly what I'm looking for. That's a sort of a grainy character that I think is a little out of place, so I'm going to give it a 9. The intensity is about right. It's just I'm picking at the grist a little bit. Taste it. Yeah, again, I'm getting a biscuity malt, but it is rich. There's rich malt underpinnings. It's a moderate caramel flavor, but it's a very dark caramel. I'd say the bitterness level is medium, which is a little high. Getting some of that from the alcohol, though. It has a full palate, but a somewhat dry finish. The grainy, biscuity quality is a little forward. I'm getting a touch of roast in the finish. So, I'm picking at the grist, I'm picking at the finish. The finish is a little rough. I'm getting some alcohol, some roast, and the biscuity, grainy flavor. All of those tend to be masking or interfering with the caramely flavors. Esters are low. The malt, again, is in the right intensity, but I think the alcohol is high, and I think the grist is a little off. I think it's a little bitter, but I'd like to see the alcohol aged, because I think I'm getting some of that from the alcohol. So I'm going to give it a 15. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium full body, moderate carbonation, somewhat creamy, but the alcohol is a bit hot. So I'm going to knock it for the alcohol, I'll give it a 4. Overall, I would age this one more. It seems young and hot. There's some grain bill problems. It seems grainy and biscuity more than caramel. I mean, I am getting some caramel, but there's these other flavors that are interfering with it. And those flavors are a little coarse. It does balance a little bit better when it warms, but the grain and the alcohol are still a little distracting. And I've had this one before when it's been much better, so I don't know if it's a batch thing or a simple age thing. I mean, I can understand the alcohol, just a need to cellar it, but that grist is a little disconcerting. So, hopefully, if you try it, it's a better bottle than this. I'm going to give this a 7 for a total score of 38. You know, it's a decent score. I mean, it's just nudging into the bottom of the what would be acceptable for the style. I think it would do better if it was aged out and if it showcased the caramel and a little less of this grainy, biscuity flavor. So that's the Founders Dirty Bastard. It's a Category 9E Strong Scotch Ale.